today, Lord, for the forgiveness of our sins and the power of resurrection over our death through your Son Jesus Christ, who came to die for us and rose again, so that we have an eternal hope that we will live with joy and peace every day in God's presence. Bless us, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit. Cover us with your love and comfort us with your joyful presence, and confirm us with your hope. We pray all of these prayers in the name of the one who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now it's our offertory time that Rachel will be singing. Please use this time to get up and, like I said, to donate to the church and for the cause of the gospel. Write a check and mail it at the address listed on the screen. Or text us. We can come and collect it up. Thank you, and God bless you.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
Thank you, Rachel. Let us pray. Every good gift and perfect gift comes from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, you are the source of all that we have and all we are. We thank you for all the blessings that you give us in our lives, in spite of how we deserve it or not. From your open hand we receive the gift of life, health and joy and fellowship. At this time we offer ourselves and a portion of what you have given us back to you. Help us, Lord, to give freely and joyfully. We thank you for all those who were able to give joyfully, and also pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love. Bless and help us, Lord, to use these offerings to share your love to this world. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior, your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now Haley will be reading from the scripture, Gospel according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10.
After the Sabbath,
Could we stand for the scripture, please?
Okay, please stand as our tradition, wherever you are, if you are able. Only if you are able, please stand. As the tradition, we stand when we read the Gospel. Okay, Haley, sorry.
That's fine. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.' So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. 'Greetings,' he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me.' The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for your word that you have given us, Lord, for our life and our spirit. As we celebrate Easter, looking back on the first Easter today, Lord, there were a lot of surprises that puzzled and confused the people who celebrated that first Easter. As we come to you today, even after thousands of years, some of us are confused, some of us are puzzled, and many of us are worried. Lord, we pray that you will open our hearts and our souls to see the power of resurrection and the joy that you have prepared for us. Bless us today with your word, Lord, and illumine our hearts and souls. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts will become a blessing and acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So here we read about the first resurrection, where the two women who went to anoint the body of Jesus at the tomb found some surprises. And sometimes surprises can be good, and sometimes surprises can be bad. I used to have a boss when I worked in the corporate world. She used to say, "I don't like surprises because I'm afraid of them, because surprises are either too good to believe or too bad to accept. So let me know everything every day." That's what we like, to be informed, not to be put in suspense or wanting to know more, but to be updated constantly. And we like to know everything. We don't really want surprises. God gives them some surprises throughout our lives. That is part of our life. As people of faith, we have surprises constantly. It is something that every hero of faith in the Bible that we read has gone through. Like Abraham was surprised by three visitors while he was resting in his friend yard one time. He actually entertained them, those strangers, and then he got the surprise news that he was going to have a baby at the age of 100. And Mary and Joseph, we all know that, were surprised by the visit of the angel. They were surprised to hear the news that they are going to be the parents of the Savior of the world. So are a lot of people, like David and Moses. Isaiah was in Babylon when he finds God's power and prophecy in the strange land, and Job was in the midst of pain and suffering and calamity where he experienced the power of God. As human beings, these are all surprises to us. But think about God. God does not have any surprises, because surprise is defined in the dictionaries as an unexpected or astonishing event or fact or thing. God does not have any unexpected or astonishing event because he plans everything. So none of these things that you and I call are surprises are not really surprises to God, because he knows. He knows the past, he knows the present, and he knows the future. He is the author of all things, and he controls all events in our lives, in this world, in the universe. He's the creator and the sustainer, and he does not have any surprises. So when we are surprised by anything, good or bad, remember, God has already planned ahead for us all of that stuff, and he did not have any surprises. Here we see these people who went to the tomb to find a dead body of Jesus, to anoint the body with spices, found out that the tomb was empty. The one consistent element in the gospel accounts of the first Easter, everywhere when we read it through all the gospels, that every one of them were surprised who were living at that time. The people who actually went to the tomb, the people who actually guarded the tomb, the Roman government and the high priest and the Jewish leaders, they all were surprised during that night. So no one is exempt from surprises, was exempt from surprise on that first Easter. The women who came to the tomb had good reason to be surprised, because they watched Jesus die on the cross, and they were the last ones to leave from the foot of the cross. And they also witnessed that Joseph of Arimathea came and took the body and buried that body in that tomb. And they also were witnesses to the big stone that the Roman soldiers rolled in front of that tomb, that never would ever open that tomb without a lot of help. They all witnessed all of that the night before. But today, as they came with expectation to find a dead body, they found an empty tomb. They found an empty tomb. Not only that, they found that the stone was rolled away. And Jesus had told them several times before that he would rise again on the third day. But they failed to remember that. But remember, the people who actually killed Jesus and buried him in the tomb, they did not forget. They actually remembered that he said that he is going to rise up again. So they sealed that tomb and then guarded that tomb with the power of the Roman soldiers. But none of them did work at that time on that day of resurrection. Since we know what happened afterwards, we may not understand the amount of disappointment and astonishment these people felt during that day, because we know the story afterwards. It is difficult to hold on to the promises of God in times of grief and devastation. It is difficult. And we might be in the middle of some difficult times at this time, and maybe find it difficult to hold on to the promises that we always heard and read from the scripture. It may be difficult. But there are surprises that God has waiting for us when we look for a dead body. God has a better plan. He has worked out that we don't have to worry about a dead body, but it's a living body that is risen from the dead. Then the other surprise that these ladies at the tomb found, that there was an angel sitting there. Out of the darkness comes the sound of an angel. And the angel told them Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified, and he is not here. He has risen. So out of the blue came an angel sitting on a tomb. I know many of us probably visit our dear ones' tombs to place flowers and remember their memories sometimes during their anniversaries of death. And when we go there, what if you find an angel sitting on that tomb? Wouldn't that be a surprise? An angel was sitting in the most unexpected place, where we don't expect to have an angel in a graveyard. Here, an angel is sitting waiting for them. And not only that, he is giving them one of the hopeful and great messages they needed to hear. Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus. He is not here. He is risen. God knows what you and I are going through. He knows what we are looking for. We want sometimes or many times the old Jesus back, or at least his body back, so that we can anoint him. But God has a better plan. Jesus was transformed by the power of resurrection and has a new body now that does not need any spices or anointing. His risen body is proof that he has the power to transform our situations from disappointments and frustrations and pain and suffering to one of that joy and peace and eternal hope. That is the power of resurrection that transforms our lives and the world. He will transform the situation of our surprise moments to experiences of excitement. When we go through the dark valleys, let us turn to the promise of God. Though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, you are with me. God's promises are true today as they were true on that first day of Easter. God's promises comfort us even in the middle of the graveyard. Easter celebrates good news hidden in surprising places. We would like to think, discover new life in a graveyard. Who expects that their cry was going to be turning into joy? We hold egg hunt during Easter egg hunt. I don't think many churches were able to do that this year. But in the past, in one of the churches that we attended had egg hunt, where they usually put these eggs in various parts of the church and also put some little pieces of paper with clues where the children can find the eggs. So give them some clues to go and look at certain different places. And they look at these little pieces of paper so that they can find the clues and look for certain areas. And sometimes they end up in the sanctuary, sometimes they end up in the kitchen, sometimes they end up in the backyard, depending on the clue that they get. Scrambled messages encourage children to look in odd places. The excitement that they get from those clues drive them to look for those eggs and find them. And it's very, very, very interesting to see the excitement on their faces. God has given us some clues during this time of pain and isolation and lockdowns that we are going through. He's giving us clues every day, every moment. Are we going to be listening to those? Then we can get excited. A man was sitting in his car in an intersection, waiting for the light to turn. All of a sudden, another car came from the back and rear-ended and hit him really bad. And he stopped, and then he got out of the car and went to the car behind him that hit him, and he found a young lady behind the steering wheel crying her eyes out. And she said, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I can't believe I have done this. My dad is going to kill me. I just graduated from high school and my dad gave me this car as a gift. And I already have wrecked it. He will be very disappointed. I have never had an accident before. I don't know what to do." So the man reassured her and tried to calm her down and told her that he don't worry about it, but all I need is your name and address and your insurance card. And then she started crying loudly. She said, I don't know if I have insurance. I don't know where the insurance card is. The man said, don't worry. Look in the glove compartment. Usually that's where people put insurance cards and the record papers. Sure enough, it was there. And her dad placed it in an envelope in that glove compartment. And when she opened that envelope and took that insurance card out, and she saw a note stuck to a yellow sticky note on that insurance card, says from her dad, honey, in case of an accident, remember that I love you and not the car. Easter reminds us to see the possibilities and love and the love notes God has placed in front of us. Are we able to find them and read them? We can find God's presence in unusual places when we least expect it. Some of you read my email from yesterday, and many of you have responded with various reactions, and I was reading through all of them over and over, many of your responses, and I appreciated it. To many, this is an emotional Easter Sunday. To some, it is a disappointing Easter, and another said, the worst Easter in my life. But is it so? This may well be the best Easter we ever had in our lifetime, because we are still breathing. We are still smiling. We still can get up. Thank God for the gift of life. The best Easter probably would be today, because we believe there is a God who is not idle in the background. He is working behind the scenes to prepare a better day for tomorrow. A friend of mine who was a cancer patient, he went through a lot of things in a very brief period of time. Underwent two major surgeries and chemo and radiation, all kinds of things about the cancer treatment that he had gone through. And then his dad died during that time while he was going through all of this. He had a very, very rough time at the time. And I told him, this must have been the worst year of your life, right? And he thought for a moment, and he gave me an answer that comforted me profoundly. He said, you know, Matthew, it may have been the best. He said, I still know Christ, who is not in the graves, but he is in our struggles, in our pain, in my suffering, even through the grief of my father's death. And I think it is the best Easter. It gave me an eye-opener that I never had before. Even in the midst of all of that he had to go through, he still considered that to be the best Easter, probably. On Easter morning, the women discovered the risen Christ in the midst of their sorrow and tears. At times, we think that God has forgotten us, but God promises to find us even in the darkest valleys and the farthest corners of the various places, like hospital rooms. In the moments of fear, in times of disagreement and confusion, God surprises us with grace and love. Although we may have a long life in the Christian faith, and there are times when we do not have much confidence that we ought to have. When medical tests reveal some type of rare disease that invaded our bodies, or when you can find out that some of the sicknesses are terminal, it is time to reflect on the Easter joy. Because Jesus rose, we have reason to believe that he will rescue us from the power of death. We may be going through some personal experience of pain and sorrow. We may be pained by the thorns and about by the questions and the doubts and the uncertainties around us. But there is faith. At the same time, we need to keep looking for the flowering and the buds of new life. That is what Easter brings us. With hope and faith, our pain and suffering will end and a new life will begin. That is the promise of Easter. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not there. He is risen. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him." Are you surprised or are you excited? This might be very well the best Easter we have ever had. Let us rejoice. The risen Christ is with us today and will be always with us. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Let us say one more time, if you can unmute everybody, girl. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Amen.
Christ will rise again.
Our closing hymn is "He Lives," which Rachel Mann will be singing. "He Lives, Christ Jesus Lives Today."
He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy, I hear his voice of cheer, and just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see his loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of his appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart.
Thank you, Rachel. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for blessing us with your word. As we depart from this service today, Lord, help us to remember to see your presence in the unusual places of our lives. As you appeared to the women who were looking for a dead body, you had an angel waiting for them in the surprising place and said, "Do not be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's not here. He has risen. He is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him." Help us, Lord, to remember that you go ahead of us to the Galilees of our tomorrows and the day after tomorrows. That you will meet us there when we are afraid and confused. You are already there ahead of us, preparing for us. Help us not to be surprised, but not to get, but to be excited about the power of resurrection, because you have given us the best Easter ever we can experience, Lord. Open our eyes and hearts and spirits to recognize you in the unusual places. Increase in us a faith for today and hope for tomorrow, that we can also be a blessing to those who are in need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now the benediction. People of God, go in the power of resurrection, knowing that God is there, even in the most unusual places that you never expect. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you all for joining. Stay healthy and be a blessing wherever you are.
Thank you. God bless everybody.
Thank you, Rachel.